Well, welcome everybody to the City Council meeting Monday, May 9th, 2016, 7 p.m. Shore Acres. First line of business is roll call. Mr. Stahl.
Alderman Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCowen.
Present.
Alderman Schnell.
Present.
Mayor Moses.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Adams.
Present.
Alderman Wheeler.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. Next line of business, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Under the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Moving on to item 3.0, special presentations. There's none tonight. 4.0, council reports request. 4.1, Mayor Moses. 4.1.2, items of community interest. I only have one thing going on community interest tonight. We have, there's been a change in the canvassing of the votes. We're going to be canvassing votes next Monday the 16th, and the new council will take seat that evening. Just for general information for everybody to know, it will be posted also. Moving on to item 5.0, public hearings, public comments. 5.1, public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to address the council and comment on items which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are to be directed to the city council. In dialogue with the council or the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law participating in discussion deliberation items specified on agenda on this agenda. With that being said, I guess I will start. I generally start on this one. I'll start on the front. Anybody? Anybody want to speak? No comments. Well, let's move on to number six. Administrative report. 6.1. General activity report. City administration. David Stahl. 6.1. Report on city election.
Good evening. As you know, on Saturday we concluded our general election. There were 261 voters who cast votes. The high vote for mayor was Kim Sanford, who's with us this evening, had 143 votes. For alderman at large, Ron Hoskins, who I do not see here this evening, and Mr. Ricky Bowles with 106 votes, who is here this evening. As the mayor said, the canvas and installation will occur next Monday, the 16th. That meeting does not start at 7 o'clock, it starts at 6 o'clock. So if you're going to come, don't come late, you'll miss it. The next item I have, 6.12, is the West Country Club Drive Sewer Line Project Update. I'll share with you briefly here a couple photos. If you've not had the opportunity to go see this work in progress, if you come in and out off of 146, you have seen our new sewer pipe. Enjoy looking at it because you'll never see it again. It's going about 12 to 13 feet underground. It's an inch and 5/8 thick wall of high-density polyethylene pipe, and that will last longer than any of us a couple times. This is being put in a process that is called pipe bursting. The pipe that it's replacing is 21 inch, and this pipe is 24. So the way that works is it just drives itself like a worm into the ground. Those sections that were out there on the highway, that machine that you see on the far left, it's kind of beige colored, that's a welding machine, and it welds that pipe together. And when they weld that HDPE, it's as strong as the rest of the pipe, so it has great integrity. It comes on trucks in 40-foot lengths, so it's already long to start with, and they weld it up into several hundred-foot lengths that then they drag down to the site and then put it in the hole like this. They have pits that are dug for entering it in there. This is what it looks like as it slides along, and this is the opposite of the working end. This is where the pipe bursting power comes in. There's a hose, like a fire hose, that runs down the center. And at the end, it has a head on it that expands, and it explodes the reinforced concrete pipe that's there and pushes it out into the soil, and then allows the HDPE pipe to then be pulled in behind it. At the far end, there is a winch unit. It looks like a generator, but it has a big cable on it, and it's pulling it, and it pulls it in one-inch increments about as fast as you can imagine. It goes bang, 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 and with every bang, it moves about a half an inch, and it sucks it right on in. And that was all I had for the show and tell, but I thought that was That was a project that doesn't happen very often and was worth giving you a view of that. There are three very long lengths of that going into the ground. Basically, we're running from the water tower south to the center of Shore Acres Boulevard. So they started in the middle and went from North Country Club south to about Forest. And today they're going from just north of Forest down to just north of Shore Acres Boulevard. And they're welding up another section you see out there, and it will be brought to North Country Club and will go from there up to the water tower. And so the work is moving pretty quickly. Originally, we were going to use a different method than pipe bursting, which would have been done already, but the pipe was in too bad a condition, and frankly, this is a much better long-term solution. The good news for council is that this is a time and materials unit-priced contract, so anything that doesn't get used, we don't pay for. Anything extra that's needed, though, we do pay for. But the good news is well pointing was in there, and it was in excess of $50,000 to well point this job, which is to draw the water table down if that creates a problem with the pipe bursting. And they've not run into any water. And we're already now two-thirds of the way through this project. So it looks like we'll do no well pointing, and we'll get to save all of that money. So that's very good news. And that's all I have on the sewer line project. And I'll ask if you have any questions on that, I can answer. Okay. They're working till the 7 o'clock or so at night, every night, so they're pressing hard to get this done. They're out there right now driving pipe. The next item, 6.1.3, is the change to speed limits update. As you know, we passed an ordinance, and we've asked the county to set the residential street speed limits here. We talked about at council previously at 20 miles an hour. I went down today and visited with Dave Walden in Commissioner Mormon's office, and he's helping light a fire under the folks that are reviewing that. I'm going to give us a little push and see if we can't move that along. As you know, Commissioner Mormon is very supportive of getting that done, and we have every expectation it will happen. Item 6.1.4, report of cleanup greenup. In your packet is a summary sheet. It looked like cleanup greenup was well received by the community, or I guess desperately needed by some. We ended up filling 7 roll-off containers, 160 cubic yards of material we hauled off. We did 5.5 days of curbside chipping, and our total cost estimate, and I say estimate because they've not pulled the last container and invoices for that, but it looks like the total for this cleanup greenup is going to be $13,250. And that's all I've got on my list.
Thank you, David. Move to 6.2, Muslim Police Report, Sergeant Thompson.
I came up quicker than I anticipated. That's a good thing. You have the numbers before you. As you can see, the police department remains proactive in the community with our law enforcement efforts. I tried to anticipate some of your questions on there. You'll see a major accident that occurred on 146. It was out of our jurisdiction, but we worked it on behalf of Harris County Sheriff's Office. We had one burglary reported that was 600 block of Fairfield. We had one last month as well. It's kind of unusual for Shore Acres, but we have located possible suspect leads in that case, and we're working that now. The death investigation obviously comes from the Baywood area. Most of you are familiar with that. That is still ongoing, although the positive ID was made and the decedent was buried this weekend. The case is ongoing, but we expect closure here within the next week. No foul play is suspected. There are no suspects in that case. Intoxicated driver, we did make an arrest on one of those. Traffic stops, you'll notice a slight decline, largely due to weather not cooperating. We had some other public safety issues this month, obviously with Baywood and then the weather and some of the flooding we had. So there's no further updates on that case. The transition was made from Chief Harrison to myself, and anticipate us reversing that transition here soon. We received the additional 2 new Tahoes, which you've probably seen out there. We are in the process of transitioning those from the Dodges. One Dodge already went to auction and got us some pretty good money in. The other one will be sent out this week. Then the 2 new Tahoes will have some more additional equipment installed. And we also joined Nextdoor, which is a social network that allows us to direct information to the public very quickly. and we received a lot of good feedback about that. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you.
David, on the two Tahoes, there was a sum of $11,800, wasn't
there? I'm sorry.
On the one Dodge, the trip value we got on.
That we sold at auction?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got $11,800. That's before the commission, but it's an outstanding amount for that vehicle. We have another vehicle that's gone to auction right now.
Thank you. 6.3 monthly public reports. David?
Yeah, the public works report is pretty short there. We only had two water leaks and breaks for the whole month, which is great. But that doesn't mean the month was dry. We had a lot of rain and high tide issues that Public Works addressed. One of the things we do is put barriers out, and I would ask residents when a barrier is put out to please leave it there. We have forecast of when the tides are coming up, we put the barriers out. Some folks think they're being helpful and move them and put them to the side of the road just before the tide comes up. So drive around them, but if you live there, please don't move them. We didn't get as much ditch mowing done as we would like to because of those issues, and we're going to get back on it this month with the dry weather. And that's all I got on that.
Thank you, David. Moving on to 7.0 business. 7.1 consideration approval of invoices. Council's had time to go through the invoices, so I entertain a motion.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We have a second.
Second.
Thank you, Jerome. Any questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'll put the problem. Yes, ma'am.
What's my problem? Okay. First of all, I'd like to bring to Council's attention under 4.0, 4.1, the meeting minutes for the Monday, March 28th, 2016 agenda. Says approval of minutes for the regular council meeting March 28, 2016. We can't approve minutes in a meeting that we're in the midst of. I think that probably should read March 14th.
We're going back to 4.0. What day was
Mr. Mayor? I have questions. What happened with the approval of the invoices?
Oh, sorry. Never mind. I jumped ahead. No, I have no questions about invoices.
I have a first and a second on that.
Well, I have a first and a second. I'm wondering what.
No, that's fine. All in favor say aye.
You have a fever. Okay. Now, we had a first one. We had a second from Jerome. I was in the middle of asking, is there any questions on the invoices? No. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. Moving to 7.2. Approval of regular council meeting March 28, 2016. And this is when your question was going to come up.
Motion second.
We're going to go ahead and ask for a motion here.
I make a motion.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Okay. Any questions now? Ms. Snell, you can go.
Thank you. Jumping the gun. But 4.1, should that not read March 14th?
Yes.
And the other thing I'd like to bring to council's attention is under item 7.4. Consideration and action to adopt resolution 2016-183. Authorizing the mayor to execute and amend professional employment agreement with the city administrator.
163.
Yes.
Right.
Item 8.2. Mr. Jennings made a motion to discuss that was seconded by myself, and then we discussed, and then we went and made amendments. And then when it came back, because you can only have one main motion on the floor at a time, Mayor Moses stated, we have an existing motion on the floor with a second. And council voted all in favor unanimously. There was never another motion made to adopt the resolution. The only motion that was approved by council, the main motion, was just to discuss. And we can listen to the voice recording. It's right at the beginning of the second section. But council only voted to discuss, not no authority given to adopt the resolution. That was never a motion that was on the floor. It was never restated by the chair. The amendment That was done, but the original motion, because you can only have one main motion on the floor at a time, was to discuss, as made by Mr. Jennings. So therefore, this is actually now an invalid resolution. It's not void, it's not voidable, it's invalid. So new council may have to revisit that if they so choose. And if council chooses to not change these minutes as they stand now, then we open the city up for a lawsuit because there are funds incorporated and tied to that resolution, and it can be considered a misappropriation of funds, which is handled through the district judge, and it just takes one citizen to file a complaint. And then we're all on the line.
That will have to be placed on the next agenda. With the approval of minutes that are not going to be approved at this time. I'm missing something, so we'll have to move on to the next item.
You need to restate who made the second, though.
I believe I do.
Yeah, but we have to have a name. We're doing it by recording. So
I have a recording. It was Nancy Snell was... your initial, and Mike Wheeler was the second.
Thank you.
All right. Item 7.3. Consideration action to reinstate Troy Harrison as chief of police. I spoke with Chief Harrison. I always call him chief, so I'm going to stay with that. Once he left, he was still feeling very obligated to stay. Didn't really want to leave, and you know, anybody with finances always have a lot to do with it. But after talks with Chief Harrison quite a few times, he decided he wanted to come back. I felt no problem with that. My understanding, the mayor has the right to make the decision to bring him back. However, for transparency reasons, I thought it would be good to go to the council with this action and ask for a vote on it. I felt very strongly that everybody would support Chief Harrison coming back. But with that being said, I'm inquiring on a motion for that.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. James. We have a second.
I second.
Thank you, Owner Snell. Any questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. Welcome back, Chief Harrison. Okay. That being said, at 7:17, we're adjourned.